Hi everyone, welcome to Growing Boy Stories. My name is Stephen Dunham. In each Growing Boy story, Adam and David love each other because they are brothers. Of course, they get into arguments and even fight with each other sometimes, but they love to do everything together. Their parents help them learn how to play, get hurt, comfort each other, and play together again. Along the way, Adam and David have so much fun and love their lives. Listen to their stories right here on Growing Boy Stories. This story is called The Torn Football. It was Adam's birthday, so a birthday celebration was in full swing. Many friends had come. Jonathan, Muhammad, and others from Adam's class. Marcus and Jose were two older friends from just a couple houses down. A large shade tree stood in front of Adam and David's house. Sarah, their mom, had built a wooden picnic bench under that tree. For the birthday party, Sarah and Aaron added more fold-up tables. These were needed for all the grown-ups, all the food, all the cake, and all the presents. 10 kids and 10 grown-ups opened presents under that tree. One of Adam's gifts was a bright orange Nerf football. It was made from soft foam. Adam loved to play football with other kids on the block. Some of those friends were Jose and Marcus, his big friends. Adam and David's house was part of a long row of houses. Put together, those front yards became one long football field, four houses long. Over the years, all the grown-ups had agreed to let the kids play across their yards. Usually, one touchdown was in Adam and David's yard, and the other touchdown ended in Mr. Garrett's yard. Adam and David were happy for the Nerf football because their real football was flat. Plus, the Nerf football hurt less when catching it. "I'm so glad I got this football," said Adam. "Hooray!" as he held it up in the air. Jose and Marcus were both very experienced quarterbacks, and so they started to pick teams. Everyone was afraid to get picked last, but Jose and Marcus were thoughtful big kids. They knew how to say kind words to young kids, like Jose said, "I'll take David and his friend Jake. They will be good for defense." David and Jake, two younger guys, both felt warm and proud on the inside of their bodies. They liked Jose's words. After that, Marcus picked Jonathan and Muhammad. Back and forth they picked until they had five players on each side. Between their yard and Mr. Garrett's yard, Mr. Garcia's automatic sprinklers had turned on. Mr. Garcia was Jose's dad and the third house from Adam and David. The sprinklers meant that both teams would get wet on this hot summer day. That was fine by them because they were all wearing shorts and t-shirts. Also, most had brought old shoes good for playing outside. The grown-ups sat under the shade tree talking to each other. They were watching the game get ready to start. However, the game would get further and further away from the grown-ups, moving into the other yards. Jose huddled up with his team. "David and Jake, you guys will run with the ball. I will hand it off to you, or I will throw it to one of our wide receivers." Marcus huddled up with his team too. "Adam, you are one of our cornerbacks for defense. Try to cover the wide receiver on the right side," said Marcus. Soon, the game was on. They tried passing the ball a couple times, but by the time they got to Mr. Garcia's yard, the Nerf football started to get wet and slippery. "Fumble!" Jose yelled. Marcus jumped on top of the ball. Now they had it. In the new huddle, Marcus said, "Adam, I'm going to pass it to you." Then the huddle broke, and they got into formation. "Ready, set, hike!" yelled Marcus. They threw the ball, and Adam caught it with a smile. Then Jose knocked it loose, and it fell into the water. Jake tried to grab it, but it slipped from his hands. Marcus grabbed it. Jose grabbed it. They both pulled on it and off ripped a part of the corner of that football. It slipped again, and Jake got his hands into it. But then Marcus got his hand into it again, and another piece ripped off. Everyone kept grabbing the ball, but no one could hold on to it. They just kept knocking it or stripping it away from each other. Finally, Jose came away with it, but another piece came off when he grabbed it. He ran down the sideline all the way to Mr. Garrett's yard, 4 yards down, for a touchdown. Jose sported a wide smile across his face because of all the craziness and the touchdown. But as soon as Jose returned to the teams, he noticed the football looked strange. So did the other players. Marcus shouted, "Oh man, I can't believe we ripped that football in half." Oh boy. He started to laugh, and then everybody else started laughing too. They couldn't believe the football had ripped in half. Quietly, David walked over to Adam. "Why did the football rip in half?" David asked his big brother. Adam started to laugh a little, but then he started to cry too because he had just lost his brand new football. Adam's dad, named Aaron, came over. "Adam, I'm sorry the football got torn in half." But Adam shrugged him off and walked away from his dad. Well, Aaron, his dad, followed Adam over to the garage where Adam was angry and upset. He was trying to hide from everyone. After a minute or so, Adam let his dad finally comfort him. Aaron kneeled down next to him so that Adam could sit on his knee. Then Aaron put his arm around Adam. Aaron said, "I'm so sorry that happened. That was a brand new, nice football, wasn't it? I'm so sad that happened, and I'm kind of angry that it got ripped in half." "Why'd they have to do that?" said Adam. "They weren't playing good with my football." "Yes, that is true," said Aaron, and he continued to hold him. In the meantime, Mr. Garcia had a feeling he could be helpful too by walking over to Jose and Marcus. "Jose and Marcus," said Mr. Garcia, "I want to tell you that you didn't do anything wrong. You know, sometimes things like this happen, especially when kids are playing football. I was wondering if you could go over to Adam. You could tell him something like, 'We're sorry we ripped the football in half and that you lost the football.' It might feel strange, but he will feel like you care about him and his things. And I know that you care about him because you're his friends." At first, Jose and Marcus felt a little uncomfortable, but they worked up the courage to go over. "We're sorry we ripped your football, and now you don't have it anymore," said Jose. Marcus said, "Yeah, I think we were being too rough. We didn't have to keep trying to strip it from each other." Aaron whispered to Adam, "Why don't you tell them you're angry and sad, but thank you for coming over here to say sorry?" Well, so Adam said, "I'm angry that you weren't being careful with my new football, and I'm sad that it's gone. I know you're my friends, but that really hurt me." Suddenly, Jose realized something. He said, "Adam, I forgot that I have two Nerf footballs at home. One is almost new. Can I bring it over here and we can keep playing?" Adam said, "I don't really feel like playing football right now," kind of with his head hung down low. But Jose said, "I can ask my dad if you can have it, not just play with it today for the game." "Really?" said Adam. "Really," said Jose, "I'll ask." Mr. Garcia had already been standing behind them the whole time, and he said, "Go ahead, give it to him." Adam lifted his chin up a little and looked up. He looked a little bit happier and hopeful than before. "Thank you," he said. Well, not only did they play football for at least another hour that afternoon, but they also had lots and lots and lots of fun. Also, the grown-ups talked to each other about the torn football and emotions. I think it was good for them, too. The grown-ups and the kids learned a great lesson that day. Sometimes things can happen between friends even as bad as tearing a football in half. It was great that Aaron gave comfort and words to Adam when he was angry and sad. And Mr. Garcia helped Jose with his good heart and his good words too. I don't think Jose needed to give his extra football to Adam necessarily, but I am certainly glad that he did. The best gift out of all this whole birthday party was that these three friends, Adam, Jose, and Marcus, talked to each other, made peace with each other, and then went on playing. That's the best gift of all.